Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
I'm calling about an iPad I was supposed to win on some kind of deal with AT&T.
Okay, yes, sir. If you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can get that account pulled up for you.
Say again, please.
If you will, please, sir, provide me with your zip code so I can get that account pulled up for you.
It's 42303.
And may I have your first and last name, please, sir?
John, J-O-H-N-C, Roberts, R-O-B-E-R-T-S.
Okay, yes, sir. Give me 1 second. Let me locate this account for you. Okay, sir, so whenever you gave me your zip code, it pulls up every account with the zip code, and right now I'm just trying to search through and find yours. 1 second.
You what now? You couldn't find mine?
Well, I'm looking through it now to see if I can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, they sent me a text, is all I know.
Did you by chance make that purchase for that tablet?
No, they just sent me a text that said I want it.
Okay, yes, sir. So
it's a free gift. So then they wanted my credit card, and I don't know whether I want to do that or not.
Okay, yes, sir. So too many
fraudulent things going on out here today.
Yes, sir. Exactly. And so since you did not make that purchase for the tablet, we actually don't have an account for you. And
that's fine.
Yes, sir.
It was free, so why do I need to purchase it? You understand?
For the shipping and handling, from my knowledge. But if you were to get the iPad, I will advise reading their terms and conditions first.
How much is shipping and handling?
It's usually anywhere between $1 to $9. I'm not sure. They usually
are. You with AT&T?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, just forget it, because I don't know. I don't know you. You don't know me, and I don't. I can do without an iPad.
Yes, sir. I could put
it. They say it's worth $1,400, which I don't. I had to fill out a survey and all that bull crap.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, if you were to do that survey, just make sure you read their terms and conditions so you know exactly what you would be paying for if you were to do it.
I can't hardly understand you, but whatever. If I'm not on your list, don't worry about it.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great rest of your day.